There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is the Mungin' Ass St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour from the Michelob Ultra Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin, Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, The Plowhawk, and Action Jackson with you on the program. Come on in, friends. The water is warm, and so are the temperatures for February. It's like 60 degrees out there.
I know it. This is great. I have to admit, I'm a fan of global warming. I just am. It may kill us all someday. It may kill all the animals and the plants, but I'll go down with a smile on my face. I'm just fine with it being 50 or 60 degrees in February. No complaints at all.
Nice.
If it continues this way, I'll just move to Alaska someday. Montana or something.
But you will admit it's a little weird.
It is.
It's odd.
Yeah. It does seem like winters used to be a whole lot tougher years ago than they are now. I don't know if that's just me, but it sure seems that way.
Your thoughts on the winter, 314-881-TMA5. You can call in, too. We're going to do a press conference Tuesday today.
Oh, okay.
Where friends feel they can...
drop in at any time.
That's right. And some Valentine's Day recommendations, as we're only 7 days away from Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So go ahead and call in or text in or email in. Design Air, heating and cooling email of the day. Design Air, online at designairservice.com. Say, Seth Goldkamp, it's warm out. Should I start looking at my air conditioner? I don't know about that yet, Doug.
No, a little early for that.
I see there's a snowstorm possibly, Iggy. I know you nailed the dusting last time we had snow in the forecast. Little rumbling about snow on Friday. As Doug, it's a system coming through.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't
that.
Know if it's going to be rain or snow or just miss us all together. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I don't. My Doppler said no snow because the temperature's been so nice. Again, even if we got flurries, it would melt as soon as it hit.
Say, Doug.
And it's not going to get below freezing for it to be bad, so screw that.
Oh,
there you go. Nothing to worry about.
I never hear them talk like that on TV when they do the weather.
Well, let me do the weather. I'll be honest with you.
These people are on the air right now lying to you.
Well,
I don't think they are.
They're not lying. They're just not good.
Oh, I banged the weather guy down in Little Rock.
You did?
I did.
That's how you get your jobs.
That is how I get my job.
That's how all local TV people get their jobs. You have to sleep
love.
With somebody.
Well, the big
how
the
can
big
I make
now.
Below the poverty line? I'll sleep with a gentleman.
And, you know, it used to be you had to go to the big wigs, the GMs, and now it's the weathermen who are running the place.
I don't know that that's true. They got a tough job, important job.
Yeah, they do. Just too much time on it.
Plowhawk, you're feeling better today. How are we doing? That's important. How are we doing?
We're about 80%.
80%? You got a treat
already,
groggy.
Too.
Starting eating healthy berries, strawberries. Looks like blackberries over there.
Juices and berries.
What in the world's going on with you?
Where's I have sugar as well, but in my lunch pail, but...
Don't say lunch pail.
I like that.
It's a pail.
It's like a guy like in Allentown with Billy Jewel taking his lunch pail to work.
To the construction site.
That's right.
Yeah. But feel just a little groggy. Not going to really feel all there. A lot of medicine.
What sort of medicine did you take?
Did some DayQuil. Did some congestive relief, NyQuil. So, yeah, just all still stuffed up, obviously, but feeling a lot better.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, the healthy food ought to help a little, too.
Yeah, like the fruits. I brought a Lunchable.
All this sugar you eat, you'll pay for that at some point.
We'll see.
You can't have elevated sugar levels and be happy.
I know what that means. I'm not that old yet.
Oh, well, okay.
But
well, you're doing
it.
Better today with these fruit and berry choices.
Back in the chair. Ready to go.
Did you miss it yesterday?
I kind of like Jackson's booth, I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Why?
It's nice, secluded.
Central corridor.
Yeah.
Central corridor? It's like the Huntley of the studios?
Yeah. You all are in Creve Coeur. I'm in Huntley.
Yeah.
Jackson just talked down the residents of Creve Coeur. You had to catch it, though.
If a fellow was claustrophobic, that'd be a tough booth to sit in for 3 hours.
I don't think it's that small.
Yeah. It's right in the wheelhouse. It's just big enough for me to be comfortable and just small enough for like people don't feel like they can congregate in here.
Mm.
Now, let me ask you this. Doug, can I ask a question?
Okay.
Even though you're going to be in the Hamptons on Thursday and Friday, correct? You're just going to go up there and make sure the place is ready for the spring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some winterizing.
You haven't been out of the country in a while. You might as well take another trip.
Yeah.
Marshy Marsh and the Playful Posse. He of the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.
Yeah.
I think he's got a little bit of TMA in him.
Why is that?
Now, I could be off on that. Jackson and him kind of date.
They date? You're not supposed to date coworkers here, Jackson.
You were like trying to simplify and break it down, and you chose date?
That's the verb I went with.
All right.
But you guys have an off-air friendship, right? Is that right?
Yes, we are friends.
But you aren't off-air friends with T. Diddy.
That's not a shot at T. Diddy. I just don't think our interests are all that similar.
What are his interests?
I don't know what his interests
are. See, I haven't gotten to know him.
You haven't even tried. Right. You found your person, and you're going to stick with him.
Rocchio is a man in love. Jackson's a bachelor.
Yeah.
And so is Marshy Marsh and the Playful Posse. So Marsh is a young buck, 27, 28, something like that.
Yeah, in that wheelhouse.
Doug, was he a defenseman?
I don't know.
Seems like he'd be a defenseman.
I think he was.
Don Marsh?
Don Marsh.
The Channel 2 anchor? He played defense?
I think so. Mizzou.
Mizzou's
sport?
Hockey Club.
I don't think I know Marshy Marsh.
Good guy. Really good guy. And so I said, while Doug is in the Hamptons, this provides an opportunity to bring in some, you know, people and let them hang out on the show and just see how it goes.
Oh, sure.
You know? Ours is the type of program where
producers feel they can drop in and co-host at any time.
That's correct.
The Learns come in?
Learn.
He didn't mention Learn.
Not even close.
Freudian slip.
We're talking about this fellow that Jackson's dating.
Oh, Marshy Marsh.
Now, my question is this. Plowhawk, if you enjoyed being in Jackson's Huntley suite and Jackson's dating Marshy Marsh, would it make more sense for the day Marshy Marsh is in, I don't know if it's going to be Thursday or Friday, for Jackson to be in here with the guys dating?
Depends on if you're nervous or not. You know, we are on camera in here.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Not dating Marsh.
Listeners can pick up an immediate love connection.
What is it about him you like so much, Jackson?
I'm not dating him.
He's a tall drink of water. These two will make beautiful tall children.
Really?
Has he been to your place?
Yeah, has he been to your place?
We met before we went. We went to watch one soccer game when it was England versus U.S.
That's how it starts.
That Black Friday or the day after, I can't remember.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we met.
Joe got it going too.
You grab his scarf.
Was it Knuckles?
Oh,
Dougie had a buddy named Knuckles.
Oh, he did. Nigel or something.
And then the next thing you know, he's carving a landing strip in his pubis.
Yeah, wasn't it Klaus? Wasn't the other one?
It was Klaus and Knuckles.
Maybe that's what it was.
Brad and John.
Nigel is funny. But we met at my place and then Ubered to BPV, so it wasn't like it was like we shacked up. Like, he just came over for like 10, 15 minutes and had a beer.
Did you both sit in the back seat together?
Yeah, that's protocol in Ubers.
Oh.
That is protocol.
Yeah, I would ask the guy, can one of us sit in front with you?
And what if he says no? Then we don't take the Uber because we're, I mean, come on.
Stephen Wildwood says, Marsh is a thief and a plagiarist. He best be held accountable. That's Stephen Wildwood. I think that, I could be wrong on this, Jackson. Stephen Wildwood left a mic drop for our show, but Marsh played it for the Fast Lane. Is that what happened?
Yeah, but then he edited it out. Steve said.
So
Tim
he could use it on the Fast Lane?
Right, because they would have been confused. I think it was just like a simplified. As a producer, I understand what he did.
Boy, he defends this guy too, Doug.
I know.
Do you guys have like no male friends? Like, why is it weird?
Yeah. No.
Why is it?
Well, I have a number of them. Most of them from the South Side or from the University High School. Mm-hmm. But I've never spent weeks upon weeks in a cabin with them or taken an Uber and sat next to them mm-hmm. to go watch a soccer game. So
only one of those things.
We
happens.
Hang out at the Windsor Inn on Hampton or Mally's on Hampton, and we drink whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
Look for the good old days.
Chop wood, that kind of thing.
Yes, me and Marsha, I guess, chopped wood.
Is he going with you on this boys' trip?
No.
Did you ask him to go to Jamaica as your plus one?
Oh, wow.
I did not.
Mm. Lisa Ann messed that up, or you could have asked him.
Yeah.
There's 15 boys waiting for me.
Now there's Weezer.
Mm-hmm. He would have enjoyed it also.
Juan from PP Corp is sending in questions, and again, it's a press conference Tuesday here. Who's got the better mouth? Jackson, you or Marsh? That's from Juan from PP Corp.
He's got the better mouth.
What?
What kind of question is that?
In what terms?
Looks like gay porn here.
Oh.
Thanks, Frank.
I think Rocchio's got the best mouth from playing the tuba so much.
When is it okay to kiss a guy?
Oh. Krispy Kreme.
Let's see. Caller Ellen wants to know if he's traveling to... Doug, you say Appalachia or Appalachia?
I say Appalachia.
I say Appalachia, too. But I want to make sure I was right on that. So are you going to that? That's April?
Yeah, end of April. But Marsh will not be going.
He gave you the go-ahead to go and see the other fellows?
No, it's an open relationship.
The Appalachian Trail doesn't go through Gatlinburg, does it?
The mountains do, don't they?
I don't think so. Those are the Smoky Mountains.
Right, you're right.
I mean, the Appalachian Trail is like 1,000 miles long. But
Appalachia is like a region? I don't even know.
Good morning. One of my fraternity brothers went to watch the United States versus Colombia game in the 1994 World Cup with a male coworker. And now they are married. Thanks. Oh, that's from the Orson Woods.
That's Wagon. How it happens. That's how it happens.
Whatever.
Jackson's tapping.
Yeah, this is nonsense. This is
he's
going
to go look at some South Carolina game
I'm trying
film.
To figure out where the hell the Appalachians are. No, they run through Tennessee.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
When I drive, like if you drive to Atlanta, pleasant drive, especially if you can get stopped in Atlanta, you will go through, I guess it's, Doug, is it before Chattanooga or after Chattanooga? You ever made that drive?
Sure.
It's right through Chattanooga.
Yeah, it's like before and after, right?
Yeah, you're right. And then you go, you're out of Tennessee into Georgia, and then you're back into Tennessee.
You sure are.
Strangest damn thing.
Boy, that's fun.
Strangest damn thing.
It just is. It's fun.
They run right through Gatlinburg.
Mm-hmm.
I knew they were large. I just didn't know they ran through.
Really large. It goes from like the southern part of New York all the way down to northern Mississippi and Alabama.
Is that right? It's fun with mountain ranges.
I knew it was like 1,000 miles the trail.
We don't talk enough about mountain ranges.
I agree with you. That's a miss for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Had we started talking mountain ranges in like 2007 or 8, I think we would have been on HD2. Like
we'd be somewhere different. Yeah.
I love mountains. I just don't like cold weather. So I said if I ever moved to Jamaica, I would build a house up in the Blue Mountains.
You and Mick Jagger.
Not quite a mountain.
You'd need a lot of money, probably. They said Mick Jagger and who was Diana Ross also lived up there.
And Johnny Cash had a house there.
And the Swiss Alps a mountain?
The Alps are mountains.
Chain.
Mountain that's ranges. Where I live.
See, they're beautiful. Most of the mountains are in cold places like Utah. Utah is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Flanagan lives there, but I couldn't live there. It's freezing.
Man, there's a lot of money in like those western... I mean, you go to Wyoming, you go to Montana, Utah especially. They're just these hidden little $20 million houses just nestled in this mountain.
Ted Turner, man, he owns so much of Montana.
It's insane.
Him and the steamer.
Yeah. They own like almost all of Montana. Like all of like the residential property.
Speaking of which, did you see the Yellowstone news? Nurse?
I did.
No.
It was,
they better not cancel it last season with Costner.
So it's a headline on the New York Post this morning. Kevin Costner's Yellowstone work dispute sparks cancellation buzz. Doug, do you watch Yellowstone?
No, I have not yet. I want to, but I haven't done it yet. I haven't knocked it out.
And I read, hold on to your cowboy hats. Is Yellowstone doing its last roundup? Paramount Network, Paramount Global, and series co-creator and showrunner Taylor Sheridan could be ending the popular Western in its current form. Sources told Deadline on Monday, but they are trying to extend the franchise with a new show. Starring, anybody want to guess? If you know, don't say.
Initials, please.
I've already read it.
M.M., not M.M.F.
Marilyn Monroe.
Nope.
Oh. Marilyn
Matthew
Manson.
McConaughey.
Plowhawk.
Oh, did he get it?
Wow.
Oh, that was easy.
Well, he kind of fit the vibe.
The show's potential shuttering. You like that, Doug?
Shuttering? No, I don't care for it.
Comes, insiders allegedly claimed, as the show's current star, Kevin Costner, is reportedly having disagreements over shooting schedules. The friction is allegedly causing morale issues with fellow actors on the show.
Shooting schedules.
I think he only wanted to shoot like 50 days. And they can't get it done in that, so he's trying to make his own schedule, and the other stars aren't happy about it.
Aren't happy with him or with the producers?
Yeah, because his demands.
Why do these people have so many demands?
Well, I guess if you get to be that big and you see you're the guy who's carrying the show, you want things done your way.
Happens a lot with TV shows where people get a lot bigger and then shooting schedules get tougher. Happened real bad with Atlanta.
Doug, you ever watch Atlanta?
No.
Daniel Glover.
Donald Glover.
I feel like Kevin Costner.
Danny Glover starred in Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson and Joe Pesci. Yeah. And he would say, okay. Remember that?
That was his big line?
Well, people remember him for Goodfellas, but they remember him more for playing Leo in Lethal Weapon 2.
I didn't know.
And then I think he came back in Lethal Weapon 3.
No.
Now, do you know, have they, I didn't read the entire article, I just read the gist of it. Have they finished the last 8 episodes of this season?
I'm not sure if they have.
Because they said it's supposed to be released this summer.
Yes, that's correct.
So I'd like to at least see him finish up this season. Because there's a bunch of cliffhangers at the end. I think they all got shot.
Well, if it's due out this summer, they've probably finished shooting it.
Eh, not necessarily. Yeah, I don't know if I'm Matthew McConaughey in that role. All right.
I feel like Yellowstone was amazing 2.5 seasons. 3 seasons, maybe. It's just like it's dragging a little bit longer. I love it, and I love the offshoots of 1923 and 1886, whatever it is.
Oh, you've watched those? I haven't watched those.
Yeah.
With Harrison Ford.
They're fantastic.
Doug, Helen Mirren.
We watched a new one last
Tim
night.
McGraw, Faith Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And Emmanuel Lewis.
But I feel like these storylines drag out for 8 episodes on some of these.
Is this season 5? Is that the current season?
It is.
Then they've already shot it.
Yeah, they split it up.
Shot it last
parts.
Summer.
All right.
No, they just had 8 episodes in part 1, and part 2 is supposed to be released sometime this summer if they're done shooting. That's why I was asking this, if Costner, does this interrupt shooting of the second part of this season?
Well, it says filming for season 5 started in June 2022 in Missoula. So I assume they shoot both parts.
No, they've already done that. I'm not sure they did all 16 parts. Right. They wouldn't wait until the summer to release the second 8.
But Kevin Costner, I guess he's the governor, but I feel like I see more and more of the second-rate actors and country music stars on the last couple episodes than I have Kevin Costner himself. Like
a lot of festivals.
I can't get over it. But
well, that's the niche audience you're going for, probably.
It's really good, though. I can't complain. I really love it.
Okay.
It could be more action. Doug, well, I think you would really like it.
I think I would, too. I've just been lazy. I knocked it out or crushed it yet.
Yellowstone is white trash, yo. Doug, that's from Green Park Goblin.
Mm.
Not their white trash.
I don't think it's white trash.
Cowboys.
You can watch how hot we look today on youtube.com/TMASTL. Subscribe to the page, as 4,460 friends of the feather have done. You can watch all of KG and O-Town's TikToks. KG and O-Town will be in on Thursday and Friday. And Doug will be in the Hamptons on Thursday and Friday. So are you going to be able to watch the Super Bowl, or are you going to have to
fly
back during it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to have to watch it on my phone on the plane, I think.
Yeah, I was watching shows when we were flying. No. Making back.
That's not horrible.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't mind.
All right, fair enough.
What are you doing for Super Bowl? You ever do anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oftentimes, most of the last few years, I've not been in town. But last year we were here since the baby was born. I don't know. I would imagine when you got 2 young kids, you're not necessarily out snorting rails. I mean, I will do cocaine.
But I
have to, like, go down in the basement and make sure at least the younger one's not around.
I mean, Jameson
does a couple bumps with me.
So. Hey, no.
Yeah, that's why he's so high energy.
Start him young.
Just a couple key bumps.
I'm one of those guys that...
We went to Hobie Clark's last night.
Oh, he did?
Order a beer and a burger.
We went out putting and chipping. It's warm enough. I thought it was warm enough. The hawk was up. Holy crap. And he wanted up. I was like, all right, it sounds good. What do you want? Let's go home. No, let's go get wings. I'm like, this guy's like, he's 25. What do you want to do? Chase some tail and get wings and drink booze?
So where'd you go for wings?
Obie Clark's.
Good wings.
Obie, and I got a pizza.
Good pizza.
Since I didn't have Friday night as pizza night because I was on the vomit comet. So I'm like, I'll go ahead. And I got to tell you.
What?
I think that Obie Clark's pizza flies under the radar.
Is it good?
Man, oh man. Okay. I would describe the pizza sauce as sweet. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Boy, I like it.
It's good.
It is really good.
A good menu. Just a good spot over there.
It is.
As many times I've been there, I don't think I've ever eaten there.
Really?
I've always just gone to drink. I don't think I've ever...
Did you just burp in the mouth?
Such a casual belch.
No, I kind of...
No, that was...
I'm going to three-bet it. Puck's will provide the...
Awesome. I've never eaten there.
Well, I'd recommend it.
I've eaten there a couple times.
Most people have just taken a picture of the cup there, right? And kind of
The chalice was there June 19.
I was there that night. That was a fun night.
Yeah. That place was bumping.
Yeah. Were you there that night?
No, I don't. I didn't need a picture of the cup.
I was invited, and I said I'm not getting off my couch.
Yeah. Of course.
It wasn't that big of a deal to me.
No. Because they win the Stanley Cup all the time.
No.
Why would you want to be involved in a big fun party?
I didn't need to get off my couch and drive to Obie Clark's with 1,000 people and... Yeah, I touched it.
Mm.
Don't care.
Man, you sure don't like when people are happy.
No, to each their own. I mean, it wouldn't make me happy to drive there and I saw the cup.
It was just a party. It was a fun party.
No, I don't like parties either.
Oh, jeez.
That was my point about asking about the Super Bowl thing. I'm a guy that just likes to sit at home and watch it.
Yeah, you're a barrel of laughs.
And don't want anybody to bother me. Because I like watching the commercials, and nobody's paying attention to the commercials at a party. So I just get my own chips and dip and just watch the game, and then I love the commercials.
Oh, you got to go over there. Lambert.
I don't have anybody over. I don't want anybody over.
You see the commercials? Some of them going for $7 million.
All right.
They sold them all out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the Ozzy Osbourne, Joan Jett, Billy Idol. I don't know what it's about, but they're all in it.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to the game.
Should be a good game.
Isn't Rihanna the halftime performance?
Yeah, Riri.
That's going to be incredible.
I don't know what country star is doing the national anthem.
Rascal Flatts.
No.
There you go.
Didn't they break up?
Doug, did Rascal Flatts...
Probably because that bar didn't open here, right?
That's right. They killed one of their revenue streams. They were counting on a downtown St. Louis bar.
Could you imagine? That thing would have shut down in a year.
Joe loved Rascal Flatts.
statistically... He is correct. He said that day that the Cardinals will not win another World Series similar to the Babe Ruth Boston Red Sox curse because Rascal Flatts sang the national anthem before Game 4, and sure enough, they have not won a World Series game since.
Why did he hate them so much? What did they ever do to be deserving of his hatred?
Text in. Also update us on the Fantasy Baseball League.
Life is a Highway. That's their big song, right?
Well, that was Tom Cochran. He was from Canada, am I right? Was that 92?
I thought that was Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, but that was a cover.
Oh, was it?
Tom Cochran.
Oh.
It's funny.
Well,
watch this. Tom Cochran.
Oh, Lord.
Nice.
That was still their biggest hit, wasn't it?
91 for Tom Cochran?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, that's their biggest hit, I would think. It was in Cars, you know, that Pixar movie.
Yeah.
What one was he?
Who?
What? Cox Ring.
No, he was a singer who first came up with the song.
He sang Life is a Highway, then Rascal Flatts covered Life is a Highway, and then they used Rascal Flatts' version of Life is a Highway in the film Cars.
Oh, I thought he was...
None of the Rascal Flatts were in the picture.
Characters.
I thought a rock band did that song, too. Life is a highway.
Tom Cochran.
I want to travel all night long.
Very, very nice.
I'll tell you what, I like the Rascal Flatts version, but I like... Cox Ring's name better. So I'm torn. Rascal Flatts isn't that good, right? Like
they're no longer
like
a band.
Florida Georgia Line.
They broke up in 2020.
It's been a few years.
And then you hear about
COVID
all these,
took them out too.
All these big names that you hear, like Morgan Whalen, Chris Stapleton, all these big country names. Then you see the list of country music album of the year the other night. Willie Nelson.
Did you have this take yesterday?
Three people I've known. Well, I didn't talk about country music.
I could have sworn you brought up Willie Nelson.
Because he won a Grammy.
He won, but the other nominees I never heard of.
Oh,
they weren't the big names that you hear.
Let's bring Casey in to give us her perspective on the state of country music.
Oh, no, let's bring her in. I'll say, do you know any of those people that were nominated, and what do you feel about Willie Nelson winning country music?
I saw Willie Nelson on the Country Music Awards maybe 2 years ago singing with Casey Musgraves, and he could barely get out a word. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine he's cranking out entire albums now that would be album of the year.
He did.
Yeah, I don't know. Country is an interesting genre now. Anyone can do it. I think that's what makes it.
You got to have talent, just like anything else.
What?
Anyone can be a pop singer.
Oh no, I agree.
Well, country music isn't the same as used to be. I think Garth Brooks kind of broke the mold on what country music is when he started running around with his guitar and smashing it. Now everybody plays hard electric guitars, and you don't have the twangy. My mama left me on the doorstep. I was adopted by my grandma.
Very nice.
That was
Porter Wagner.
I mean, I could knock out a country song in like 3 minutes.
Oh,
that was actually
Cole Porter.
Good.
Well, don't you think it's better now than it used to be?
I think so, because it's not really twangy country. It's more.
It's kind of what pop
rock,
was
pop.
A few generations ago. One generation, you know, 70s, 80s.
Kirk Daddy is requesting the name Tom Cockering in the text line, Jackson. I don't know if you saw it or not.
You got it.
Check it out and see if Casey's on break.
But I feel like the country
I sent her a text.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, she's great.
You got her number.
She comes in.
Why are you mad I have her number? You have her number, too. Then these numbers are all there.
Well, that's true. I'm not going into the list and putting them on my phone.
Well, it's a simple spreadsheet. You can pull it up anytime you would like.
No, I wanted an email.
Now he knows.
I wanted to email somebody. Yeah, there was no email address.
Maybe
only...
I shouldn't have.
No,
HR is like that wasn't supposed to be
I would have
shared.
No reason to email Casey or text Casey. It would have come in handy now, but...
Well, she came in and addressed the situation in which the Plowhawk startled her when he was...
She couldn't have been better.
Yeah, I was here.
Drop it, yeah. So that's why I have her number.
Okay. Well, maybe she'll come in. I would really...
She's coming in. She just texted me she's coming in.
I would really be
in
interested
about 10 minutes, she
what
will be
she
in.
Thinks about Willie Nelson winning country music.
All right. Well, you're going to find out. Doug, it's all happening. Everything is happening. Mm-hmm. She's going to see the Plowhawk is now pivoted to mini muffins.
Right. It's off the health kick. Back on super sugary treats.
Yeah. I couldn't even finish the berries.
Chicken fried pawpaw and the stoner are the king of gaslighters.
Mm.
They accuse the texters of being angry, but 2/3 of the show is stuff that makes them grumpy. That's from Arbor Day.
A chicken fried pawpaw. Is that what he called you?
I don't know what that is. I love chicken fried steak. I don't know where the pawpaw is.
I know where Munganast is because they're the best.
Oh,
they're
the sure
official
are.
Automotive dealership of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast and the title sponsor of Balloon Party on 101 ESPN. Do we have Kerber today, Jackson?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Munganast, stlouisacura.com, altontoyota.com. And there's a secret phone number that you can text or call.
That secret phone number would be 314-252-0029.
That's
we'll get
right.
you straight to the muckety mucks.
I like that muckety mucks.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Burkhardt, Clayton Patterson, Peter Munganest. Work with the best, stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com for new cars, for pre-owned cars, or if you would like to get your car fixed, repaired, maintained, even if you didn't get it from Munganest. They service all makes and models, regardless if you bought from them, but you should be buying from them, and you will be incredibly happy if you do. I don't know how many times I have sent a listener to Munganest over the last couple of years, and everybody raves about the experience. It's Munganest, St. Louis Acura, Alton Toyota, loyal sponsor of this program, my podcast, and also Balloon Party on 101 ESPN. Design Air Heating and Cooling, I told you about them a little earlier, designairservice.com. They are the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After and my podcast as well. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling with Seth Goldkamp. And when the weather is cold and you have a furnace issue, just go to designairservice.com and you click on the Book Now tab, and they will be over quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I'm talking about super fast. It's another one. And we know these clients. That's why it's so easy to talk about them. I don't have a script right now. Now, part of that is because I'm incredibly talented.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is we actually know them. So I'm just like, okay, well, I'll talk about Seth, and I'll talk about my experience with Design Air Heating and Cooling. Seth's first class runs a hell of a business. And then anytime we have had an issue, Doug and myself as clients, we know that they come over and they take care of it super fast. And then I talk with audience members who have the same experience. Go online at designairservice.com. This is Iron Air Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And Doug, I said the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and there's a reason for that, because he's the title sponsor.
Has been for many years.
Yep.
Very thankful for Ryan Kelly for that. Couldn't ask for a better title sponsor than him, and he wants to help you get your finances in order. Is living paycheck to paycheck starting to wear you down? Are you stressed out when it comes to paying bills? Many Americans are getting financial relief with a simple cash-out refinance of your mortgage. How much cash can you get with the home loan expert? Well, enough to pay off those credit cards. Credit card interest rates now like 20% or higher.
Sweet mother of mercy.
It's just crazy to pay that. If you are deep in credit card debt and you're a homeowner, you can refinance that mortgage, take money out, pay off those high-interest credit card debts, roll it into their mortgage, and you will be saving a ton of money. Get a few months ahead of bills, have extra cash in the bank. The Home Loan Expert's 10-day closing guarantee can make all of that a reality. Don't let higher interest rates stop you from buying the home of your dreams. Home prices starting to come down a little bit. Good time to buy. The Home Loan Expert will do refi with zero fees anytime 6 months after the original closing. Check out the Home Loan Expert's new VIP refi program. The time to strike a deal is right now. Any questions? Want to get yourself pre-approved? Learn more today. Go to thehomeloanexpert.com. Ryan Kelly and his fabulous staff will take as good a care of you as they did of me. That's thehomeloanexpert.com.
There he is, title sponsor Ryan Kelly, now for a decade here on TMA. Ken Strode has returned to the Michelob Ultra Studios. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. When the weather starts warming up and you're out on the golf course, make sure you're enjoying Michelob Ultra, sponsor of our golf tournaments. And there will be announcements regarding these golf tournaments coming up here. As we continue the tradition, the Fan Page Club Championship, the Dotem, the Lemmings, and my quest to qualify for this year's U.S. Open.
I don't know that you're going to make it.
I feel like Los Angeles Country Club fits my game.
How so?
Old-fashioned course.
That's right. That's what it is.
Old-fashioned.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I'm a great putter on POA. Casey from WIL is going to come in to tend to country music with Iggy. So she's going to be in here momentarily, and that is going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Doug, we break down the state of the country music country industry music. With
in the award season. It just seems like they give him an award, like it's always a lifetime achievement award every time something comes up. He's still alive. Okay, he's the winner. Still alive. All right, he wins again.
You talking about Willie Nelson?
Yeah. If I was one of the other country music stars setting records with album sales and everything, I'd be upset if I never won anything, had the most popular records, and they keep giving it to Willie Nelson.
Well, they give out so many awards that there were like 30, 40 awards given out before the show even started. The Foo Fighters got a Lifetime Achievement Award to even have them on there. Oh, I'm sorry, not Foo Fighters, Nirvana.
Well, it would have been phenomenal had they appeared.
Dave Grohl was there.
Doug, was Chris Nova, do you say Novoselic?
I don't say any of it. Mm-mm.
Grohl with his wife and two daughters? Didn't see him.
No, where were they?
They were there. Didn't see him.
They weren't weird enough?
Kept showing Taylor Swift dancing to people she didn't even know.
Okay, that's enough of that kind of thing.
Somebody's going to create a GIF of that, and it's going to be wonderful. Iggy, what do you think about Brandi Carlile's Broken Horses performance at the Grammys? Thanks. That's from Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff.
I didn't like the song.
There's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I also didn't care for their significant others or fans or buddies from the bar introducing them. Just like the fans. Let's go to the fan round table and talk about their favorite artist. Oh, Harry Styles has got to win. He's so cute.
They didn't say that at the end.
They have to reinvent something every year.
Yeah, that's right.
Just give out the award. Play some music.
Man, you're still banty about these Grammys.
Just end the award shows all together.
Yeah, that'd be fine, too.
Nothing against these other genres, but I remember love watching the Grammys when you had Aerosmith and Styx. Bob Seger, all these bands playing, Peter Frampton. It was like a rock show. Now you don't even see a rock band play.
Yeah.
There's bands that win awards, you don't even see them.
It's just how outrageous can we be?
We can't have the...
Can we be more shocking than the last...
I've never heard a Bad
here?
Bunny song, and he makes like 20 million...
Does he speak English?
It's amazing. I guess I'm so out of music that I don't really know what's popular now.
Good morning. Why are we talking about the Grammys again? Mm. We let him complain yesterday. That's from Mrs. Gianni Shannon.
These are new complaints.
Bad Bunny is so fire.
These Doug, do you hear that? Bad
don't
Bunny.
Say things like that.
Well, he could be. I'm not.
He is.
I just don't.
He's
know.
Also one of like the biggest music artists in the world.
Well, he's so.
He just doesn't
I think
speak
he
English.
Has records of like
Yeah.
The amount of buildings he sold out. Like, he makes a ton of money.
Where is he from? God. Where is this rabbit from?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, because J-Lo was giving him a standing ovation.
Titi me pregunto.
Now what's the snack, Clousy?
Man, you are going through some calories in this 7 o'clock hour, Jack.
I need to refuel.
What is this now?
It's a honey bun, and there's another one in there.
Jackson, your buddy Sweet Sweet Kai says, please cut boot face off.
Oh.
Damn,
Sweet Sweet Kai is sideways. Ooh. With
yeah. Don't get crestfallen.
they came up with a new award for Bad Bunny.
What was it?
Mexicano Electronio.
Nurse?
What?
It was urban music, right? But just in Spanish?
Yeah. So
Musica Urbana?
Yeah, he's popular, so let's give out a new award for Latin music and give it to him.
Good morning. I would like to nominate Strode for the Lifetime Hacker or a Hijacker Award. Mm. That's from Cleavy Wade. Mm. Is this Tuesday's show, or is Lazy Boy playing another repeat?
Oh.
That's from Harrison Brother Matt. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, look, me bringing up the Grammys got Katie in here, Casey in here, so...
Well done, chicken fried pawpaw.
Look, I got here at 4:30 yesterday morning while sick.
How about that, Doug? Look at that.
Nice going, Lou Gehrig.
I'm a lot of things. I don't think lazy is one of them.
No, you're not lazy.
And not
hungry.
To
you're hungry.
Again.
You're starving over there.
But it has to do with the Grammys. While I was watching.
Another hot take?
Yeah.
I think so.
You don't even know when they're starting. Like, you're over there on one topic, and then another topic starts under it. It's like like we're doing row, row, row your boat. It's a round.
Right. It's
we're
a
still
fire.
On the previous chorus, and then the next one starts.
It has to do with the Grammys. But as I was watching, I said, there's a reason that they're not showing a close-up of Madonna.
Oh,
now
yeah.
you see all these pictures come out. My God, I don't know what's... There's one thing with plastic surgery, but what has happened to her?
Filler.
Whew.
They pump that filler into their face. Somehow they think the huge cheeks make them look young.
I don't know what's going
on. It's tragic what it does to them.
And she's going on tour.
Do you think that she believes she looks good now? She must.
I don't know. Well, I'm sure there's a reason that she said no close-ups.
So that was actually documented that she said that? Or
no,
just
she didn't. I don't know why they wouldn't. Everybody else had close-ups of them. She was the only one that had a faraway camera when she was giving out the award.
I'm sure it's really hard for women who are stars to some degree because of their looks to grow old gracefully and to deal with that.
But some people get great plastic surgery. You can't even tell. Jane Fonda looks tremendous.
Yeah.
She's in that new Tom Brady movie, and she looks like she's about 40.
80 for Brady.
Mm.
Doug, can you name the stars in 80 for Brady?
Jane Fonda.
Yes!
Tom Brady.
Yes!
Okay. I'm going to need initials on the others.
S.F.
Steve Friedman's in it?
No, he didn't.
No, Flying Nun.
Sally Field.
Yes, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay. She got naked, too. And
Sally Field got naked in the Flying Nun?
Pumping iron with Arnold Schwarzenegger. She's standing by the fireplace naked, and she has the cutest butt.
What's she doing by the fireplace?
Just standing there naked.
And he's in the gym? Lifting weights.
I don't know. He was sitting on the steps or something.
What a scene. Who directed that?
I don't know.
Probably Schwarzenegger.
Huh.
Yeah, I feel like we need a fact check on that.
Look it up.
George Butler.
Pumping iron.
George Butler directed it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the Michelob Ultra Studios from
Katie.
WIL. Plowhawk just.
I was referring back to Amy
oh,
when he
I see.
Called her
Katie. Casey is in Aww. Studio again.
I get that a lot. Half the people here call me Kelsey.
Kelsey?
I know.
Casey, thank you for coming in on short notice. Ken Strode, you know him as Iggy, was just complaining about Willie Nelson receiving a Grammy and then went off on the state of country music. You host Morning Drive on WIL and are a friend of the show. So would you like to set Iggy straight here?
Wait, I didn't go off on country music. I said that there's so many big stars here about Chris Stapleton selling out whatever stadiums you got, Morgan Wallen.
And is that hurt his credibility when he mispronounces his name?
It does.
Well, I didn't know who he was.
Well, he's like the biggest star going
You should
right
know who
now.
He was. He's
going
to be at Busch Stadium two nights in a row this summer.
Yeah. Already sold out, barely. Yep.
A friend of mine asked for tickets last year, and I didn't know who it was. And I asked Jesse, "Do you have tickets for this Morgan Wallen guy?"
Wallen.
And she goes, "It sold out in 2 seconds. I don't think so." So I didn't know he's that big of a star. But you hear about these big stars, and then you saw the list of the album of the year. I haven't heard of any of them. Then a guy 90 years old wins.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of controversy over this right now because a lot of people have thoughts. A lot of people think that it should have been Luke Combs. It's been a really big year for him. But a lot of other people think that Willie Nelson's winning because they would just want to pay homage to him and the fact that he probably won't ever win a Grammy again. Yeah, like, guy is literally 90 years old.
Was it the same thing with Ozzy Osbourne winning as well?
You know,
Ozzy Osbourne got the same thing. So these are just emotional tributes and not necessarily the best artists.
Yeah, I feel like they're kind of getting artsy with it, and they just want to pay some tribute.
But do they do this every year until they die?
That's kind of how I feel. That's where it's unfair. Like, if we're gonna do an album of the year or artist of the year, like, do that artist of the year. Don't do like the biggest artist in the group that's nominated.
Right.
Yeah, it was the same with you got Taylor Swift. You got Lizzo.
Do you consider her a country artist?
No, but I'm just talking
Casey.
About...
Well, I'm asking some...
We go back and forth. I don't consider her a country artist anymore, but if she started putting out country music again, I'd be down to play it over there.
Okay.
Yeah, but to your point about Willie Nelson getting awards because he's 90, you had Lizzo, Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. Beyonce, and Bonnie Raitt wins.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool down.
I'm tired of it, Doug.
All right.
I don't even... I don't even know who that person is. I know that she
You're not
won.
Familiar with Bonnie Raitt.
No, I'm not.
You see the UK had a headline naming all these people, Beyonce, and some unknown bluegrass artist win. Well,
Bonnie Raitt was popular. She had I Can't Make You Love Me If You Don't, Doug. Is that correct? Was that 1992?
I don't know the years, Tim.
I think it was 1992. She has the red hair, but then a tuft. Would you call it a tuft?
I would
gray
not call
hair,
it a
like
tuft.
A pompadour.
She was married to Danny Noonan for a while.
Yeah.
Danny Noonan?
Michael Keefe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
What are the chances? She is 73 years old. There you go. Michael O'Keefe. Yeah, she was for 8 years.
Do you get to decide what music gets played on WIL?
I'm not that person, no.
Oh.
You can definitely take it up with Marty Brooks. He won't change anything, but that's the person to
tell
talk
you
to.
How to storm into Marty's office today.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Had enough of Willie Nelson.
Marty likes me. I could probably get something. What do you want to hear?
I don't know that he likes you that much.
You're going to get something that Casey once played on her show for her by going into Marty Brooks'
office. I don't listen to country music, so I listen to your show every once in a while because I love you and I love Remy. But
you
I
just don't like country.
I don't really listen to country music.
What do you listen to?
You were just longing for Peter Frampton about 5 minutes ago.
Well, back when they actually had rock bands on the Grammys.
Got it.
I'm a classic rock
what
guy.
What that got it meant was Casey's like, okay.
Classic rock, alternative, jazz. I just never got into country. I just sang a country song. I made up a country song.
It
took me like 2 seconds.
Would you like to sing it? Would you like to sing it to Casey while she's...
What was the words?
I was your song,
found,
bro.
I was found on a doorstep when I was 6 months.
Aww.
My mommy and daddy abandoned me.
That's fantastic.
There was a nice country couple from Kentucky. I lived with them for 14 years.
Some sort of musical genius.
Oh, it doesn't take much.
Ad lib.
My God.
You got to play that this morning.
I definitely have to tell my co-host about it for sure.
What a kiss ass Iggy is. That's from Brad in Boca.
What am I kissing ass?
Hey, Iggy, quit huffing and puffing into the microphone just because there's a girl in the room. Thanks. That's from the real mayor of Oakville.
All right, you guys take it over.
You've had enough. He's crestfallen now.
He's crestfallen. He's not on camera. Casey, you went to the same resort we were at.
Sandals Ochi.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
How did you enjoy it?
So we had a rough go at it.
Really?
Our flights got canceled and delayed, and we got there like probably 30 hours after we were supposed to.
Yeah.
So we were kind of pissy to begin with, but I saw that you guys had a much better trip.
We had no issues with travel. We had none, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Actually, I have to shout out Iggy because all anybody talked about all week is how great you were doing posting on social. I know that's a big thing whenever you go on trips like this.
Wow.
Nice
job. I got to be honest with you, Iggy.
Well,
how about that?
Well done,
because
chicken
I knew part of the
pawpaw.
Trip was all the tags, and they wanted a lot of it. So I went on my way and posted a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And good stuff, not just like throwing it up there.
Yeah, look at you. How about
Iggy
that?
He is a social media superstar.
He is a superstar.
No, I'm back to normal, posting nothing.
He'll get invited back.
We discussed the possibility of the singles scene down there.
Mm-hmm.
As we have now seen, it didn't seem like there were a lot of singles there.
Yeah, it's like a honeymoon kind of resort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jackson didn't convert, nor did...
I was going to ask if anybody had luck
no,
with that.
No, the under, the under. We set the over-under of the five of us on the show, 2.5, because I was bringing my wife, Plowboy was bringing his longtime girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So we knew we would have two. The question, Doug married for a long time, but Iggy or Jackson, would they convert? And as far as I know, the answer is no. And I lost money on that because I bet the over.
Right. I didn't try. I'm not there to...
No.
Well, didn't you have the lady who was... Iggy was out on, what do you call it, a lanai?
I call it my lanai.
He was on his patio smoking at around 1 in the morning, and an intoxicated female asked to come up to his room, but then she unfortunately got sick in the garden area, and then he was never able. But I feel like we were on the verge of covering, because she asked to go up to his room. Do you believe that story?
No. I mean, no. I did hear that this is not your usual type of Jamaican resort, though.
No, I had to wear clothes. I wasn't used to it.
Yeah, he usually is over at Hedonism, which is in Negril.
Yeah. Yeah, he brought that up during the Zoom call with like the marketing.
Yeah, with the people from Jaw Marketing, and I think they were just delighted by that.
Oh, I just asked. I'm not used to bringing clothes on these Jamaican trips. What do I bring? Do we need long pants? Do you need a dress shirt? What?
Yep.
Valid questions.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I thought so.
You did have a nice conversation with some heavy smokers in the hot tub.
Heavy smokers.
Yeah, weren't they supposed to, if they were swingers, you would have gotten lucky with that kind of a scenario? They were.
Yeah, they weren't. We weren't smoking in the hot tub.
Oh, I thought you were heavy
But didn't
smokers.
You join them late at night in the hot tub?
Yeah. The old people's, you probably, did you have, were you on the ocean side or the hillside?
I was on the ocean side.
So you were in the, with the garden area with the koi pond, and the old people's pool was right there.
Yeah. You're right.
I recall that there was
the
a pool title.
Way better.
I fit in right
That's
there.
That's where I went over the hillside because Iggy and I were sharing a wall, and I felt uncomfortable.
You said you left because of water.
Well, we did have a water issue as well.
But why were you leaving because of me?
Well, because of two reasons. Because I was sharing a wall with you, and we had a water issue.
Well, what does the wall have to do with me? Was I making noise?
No.
No, it's potentially them maybe making
That's
noise.
That's exactly right.
Well, I called I couldn't hear anything.
Well, because we didn't make any noise.
My God, I've never heard anybody moving because they're next to me.
Well, it wasn't solely, but it could have been Doug.
Well, you knew you'd be next to somebody.
I wasn't next to anybody.
Right, not necessarily. Plowhack, it was like a penthouse.
I had the best room in the whole place. Had the top floor, had carpet in my room and not tile. I hate putting my feet on tile. I don't mind hardwood. No. I hate that tile feeling on it.
Well, then you were the big winner, Plow.
Oh, huge.
Now, were you guys there for a week, or did you do the 3 days?
Iggy was complaining
we were there
about
for
the
like
length.
2 days. It was
because of your travel
short,
issue, I guess.
Because of our travel issues,
God, that had to suck.
Yeah, so we had a tough time there. But it felt like you guys came back to work that week. You guys
we
were here on Friday.
We were.
I was surprised about that.
We're champions. That's what we are. We are champions.
I will let everyone know.
Thank you.
We took Thursday off, though.
Yeah, this
we didn't
get
back until like 11 o'clock at our house.
That's about
right. I didn't expect to see you guys here until this week.
Yeah, but you've been to a few of them, haven't you? Not just Jamaica. You've been to a couple of them, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been to Jamaica probably 3 times in Bahamas and Turks and Caicos. So just the start.
Oh, what's your favorite?
You'll definitely be invited back. My favorite's Turks.
Oh, is that right? I've been to Turks and Caicos. Mm-hmm. What'd you like about Turks and Caicos in comparison to Jamaica, since we've been there and our audience has seen it now?
Specifically, the resort we went to, it's the beaches. It's massive.
Oh,
it is so big, but there's kids allowed there too, which turns a lot of people away, but the resort is so big that you don't even realize they're there.
How about that?
I want to go to the Curaçao one, the one that they just opened.
Yeah, it looks
sandals.
Fancy.
That looks bomb. Mm-hmm.
And you're Definitely. Heading back to Jamaica in September, you told me? Is that right?
Fingers crossed. Yeah. We'll see what happens before then. But also, I'm getting married at one of these resorts.
You're getting married at one of them?
Yeah, the company that sends us on these trips, I'm getting married at one of their resorts. So I'm trying to go to that one on a broadcast, hopefully sometime this year.
Oh my God.
They tried to get me to do that.
That'll help cost for the wedding.
I hope so.
Oh, my goodness.
Their chapel is actually pretty cool. They're like...
It's an over-the-water chapel at the one
is.
In Jamaica.
And they have the glass bottom, like, where the chairs are. Mm-hmm. Me and Madison checked that out just as we were walking around.
Oh, are you thinking about getting married down there, Plowhawk?
Jaw tried to talk us into it and a couple workers, but, like,
it's
just...
They make it sound really good.
Yeah, they have, like, diamond jewelers literally right there on campus, so, like...
Don't say on campus.
I like that on campus.
That's a campus.
It's a campus.
That's beyond a resort, so...
Casey, we know you have a little program to do right next door. We apologize for taking you away from that to hear about Morgan Whalen.
Well,
Casey, agree with me that Willie Nelson should not have won.
She's trying to get out of here.
Yeah, I noticed that. Thank you, Casey. There's Casey from WIL's morning show.
She's running down the hallway to get back. We kept her too long.
She's just following my my work habit. Just when you're done with another station, go to your own.
Guys, you missed out on asking her if her show has regular audio issues, mic issues, sometimes not on air randomly, or any other things that make TMA so special. That's from Mr. Mix.
Well,
the mouth breathing is unreal right now. The old crouton is out of control.
Yeah, I was on the microphone that doesn't even work.
That kind of
God, you
hit you hard, didn't it?
Now I'm going to watch that movie too, You People, because I use it quite a bit with our listeners. Yeah.
I actually watched it on Friday while I was on the VOMCOM.
Is it good?
It's good, but I was in a terrible state of mind. Because I had a feeling I was about to get sick, and sure enough, with about 45 minutes left, that's when I went on the comet. And so Anna Marie came down on, I don't know when it was, and she goes, oh, I want to watch You People. I said, I got to be honest with you, while I was sick on Friday, I watched it. I enjoyed it. I don't know how it's doing.
The trailer looked just...
Eddie Murphy, Doug, Jonah Hill.
Oh, I haven't seen
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh.
You can't go by the trailer, but the trailer was like 3 minutes long, and it just was nothing but dialogue.
It's not really that good.
Well, Plowk, you've seen it.
I've you
seen
didn't
it.
Care for it.
Well, we watched half it. I couldn't continue it. I thought it was a little too cringy for me. It's...
What's it about?
And I didn't know...
I feel like it's somewhat similar. Doug, did you see with Bernie Mac and Ashton Kutcher...
Yeah,
in
I love
2003,
that.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, but then it became Guess Who, I think they changed the name.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, that was a takeoff on the Sidney Poitier film, wasn't it?
Yeah, well.
From the 60s?
He was the guy in that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But this was like a comedic take on it with Bernie Mac, and I feel like this is kind of similar to that, except both sets of parents are uncomfortable with it. Jonah Hill's parents, because they wanted him to marry... Jewish girl, and Eddie Murphy is the parent of Jonah Hill's fiance, and wanted him to, and he's Muslim, and so you got that angle going in addition to the racial element. I don't know. I needed mindless comedy while I tried to avoid the vomit comedy.
That's why we turned it on, kind of, you know, we wanted phone time, and we just put something on in the background. But I every time I see Nia Long, I forgot.
You wanted phone time?
Like, we kind of just, I mean, unwinding, you know, she wants to get on TikTok or look at recipes or, you know, online shop.
Well, sure.
Do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, she is just an absolute, just fantastic. I love her.
Tim, it was a pro move by you, moving rooms, as Ken has admitted to pleasuring himself multiple times to the sound of his neighbors doing the deed.
No.
It's all really so sad. That's from glove blogger Tom Trafin. Mm.
When have I ever admitted to that?
I don't recall you talking about that. I feel like it's something that would have stuck with us.
Yeah.
So you're disappointed in the listeners right now?
Well, I don't remember the last time I even heard a neighbor have sex.
Yeah.
I heard when I had my first place I moved in when I came back to St. Louis from my 9-month stint in Little Rock and the University of Missouri. I recall it was audible throughout the building for both those of us participating and those of us trying to sleep.
Throughout the building?
Well, it was a 4-unit building. And so I think the lady who lived below me could hear, and she then would tell some of we had mutual friends, and that kind of became a thing.
Huh.
So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure some people, that can be a kink for them. You know,
the dudes below us.
What's going on?
They pound it out.
Two guys?
Oh.
Two dudes, yeah. They're great. I mean, I love the guys.
You can hear it going on below you?
Oh.
Now, what like noise was that?
Sounds like a construction.
Sounded like somebody's prostate got hit.
It sounds like a construction site down there. But again, I'm all for it.
Sound like Liberace?
It's...
Oh, Iggy's setting himself up to do the impression, Doug. Here you go.
I don't know if
oh, God. Oh, God.
It's very much so heavy panting and...
You can hear panting through the walls?
It's pretty... Well, our bedrooms are like panting. Right underneath. I mean,
you just have bed sheets
that noise,
separating
Madison?
The
can you hear that the guys door? Downstairs panting.
Okay, stop that so noise
they can,
making.
But they can hear Madison and myself as well, so I never complain because... We have three dogs, and so they probably hear us a lot more, just in general. Not
they probably
just
hear
sex,
the dogs running around up there.
I'm sure, but yeah, they, whew, sounds rough.
Does it?
The moment Casey said she was getting married, you could see Papa Orange Peel lose his life. Mm. It's almost like you could hear the Price is Right fail horn. That's from John in the 214. Where is the 214?
Well, I knew she was engaged, so why would that bother me?
I didn't.
John
in
the 214,
that.
The action's
Jesus,
back on you.
You people.
You people again.
Dallas.
214, Doug, we're getting big in Dallas.
Yeah, I think
what do they call that, the Metroplex?
Yeah, something like that. Nice. 6 million people there now, I think.
St. Louis has about 6 million.
No, half that. Half.
St. Louis itself?
Well, the whole suburban area. I know you don't recognize Illinois right across the river.
No, I don't.
But the market area, the TV market area is about 3 million.
It doesn't count in our census. You know, they don't go over to Illinois and start taking a census for Missouri or St. Louis.
Think about that, Doug.
No, but there are many cities whose, at least the television market, covers more than one state.
I'm talking about population, not who watches TV.
Well, the population of St. Louis City is down to about 300,000.
Yeah, that's what I said. So when Tim said 6 million, that's about St. Louis. You said about half.
Well, this is not just the city of Dallas doesn't have 6 million either. It's the surrounding area, the suburbs.
Doug, do you count Fort Worth?
Fort Worth, Austin.
I don't know. You wouldn't count Fort Worth.
Well, tough. You're counting Illinois. Why not?
Well, that's just separated by a river. They're separated by a lot of land between Dallas and Austin.
Good morning. What's the difference? I have a true story. Doug, this is from the Ghost Gerbil. He's going to tell us a true story.
Okay, I'd like to hear a story.
Before we got married, my wife would stay the night at my apartment on occasion. She would wake me up sometimes in the middle of the night, horny for hearing my roommate banging girls. Mm. Thanks, that's from the Ghost Gerbil.
Nice story,
I can
Gerbil.
See that.
That's kind of surprising. Now, my understanding is, and I know we have about 83% of our listenership is female?
In the ballpark.
That women are not as visually aroused as gentlemen are.
No.
But they are more audibly aroused than gentlemen, which is why Manuel speaking French in the ears of his adult starlet lovers is so effective. How about that? What do you think about that? Nurse? Anybody? See a nurse?
I agree with them.
You agree with him?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know many women that have to watch porn to get aroused.
What percentage of our 83% female listenership do you think watches a stag scene once a month?
Percentage of the women?
Less than 1%.
Yeah, I would actually put it at 0.
I'll go to 10.
10%?
Yeah.
I'm going to go right in between on 5%. 1 out of 20. That's where I am.
I sent an article a couple weeks ago about females are really into audio porn.
Was that for Balloon Party?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're talking about our audience.
Second half of Balloon Party. For wide berth ones there or something.
Leading into T Diddy.
The question was percentage of our audience female listeners. Of this.
And our audience is randier.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, a little bit of difference. And we have 5 listeners that are women, and you're talking about an article that was talking about women in general.
We only have 5 women listeners?
That might be right.
Seems about right, yeah.
Well, I just said, like, just based on what, like, women in general.
So 2 of the 5 listeners watch porn.
That'd be 40%.
There you go.
That'd be a lot. It's a high number.
Well, maybe look, 5 of them call in.
All right, we're going to clear the lines. Got Larry Nichol.
Clear the lines. Clear them. I don't care who's on hold. Clear the lines.
Sorry, Larry.
9004 They should be clear. Steve Schmidt, Kia, North County phone lines. Guys, my girlfriend, this is from Jackson's buddy, Sweet Sweet Kai. He's having a big mungin' at 7 o'clock hour. My girlfriend used to get turned on when my Brookside neighbor's headboard would be banging on my wall at 3 a.m. Sweet Sweet Kai. God, maybe we tapped into something.
The Brookside at in Columbia, thin walls, I would describe it as. Thin walls. Everyone was a noisy complex.
The headboard wouldn't do it. You would need some kind of moaning.
No, the headboard banging into the wall I feel like that would be louder than anything.
No, he said getting turned on. I don't know how that would turn you on. You'd have to have some moaning in there. Just a banging of a headboard.
I feel bad for his girlfriend. He doesn't need to be sending that. Sweet girl.
Okay, that's
enough of
that.
Oh, that turns me on. Oh, I love the pounding of a wall.
Clip that off. Oh. Caller Buzz, Doug. Caller Buzz was up for Listener of the Year, was he not? Well, he was live for some award.
No, he didn't win it, though, did he?
Maybe he was Caller of the Year. Mrs. Buzz watches Angela White When We Fish in the Dark. That's from Buzz.
When We Fish in the Dark.
Beautiful lass.
For some reason, and she's incredibly brilliant, and she started her own business. I would imagine Lisa Ann would vouch for her. She's kind of got the same business model as Lisa Ann. But for some reason, doesn't do it for me. And I have no idea, which is such a shame, because she churns out wonderful scenes so often, but doesn't do it for
me. Some people like some things,
yeah,
and some people don't
so.
Like other things.
I don't know what the deal with that is.
The accent a turn off for you?
No, accent, I couldn't care any less. Whatever. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
She's got kind of tiny teeth.
Doug, you ever notice
tiny teeth? I don't even know who we're talking about.
No,
but she could get
like
that worked
got,
on, I
she's
suppose.
She's got like baby teeth.
Is that right?
Just little baby teeth?
Yeah. I have never. That would look weird. When you look at Angela White, I mean, I think it'd be like the 50th thing you would think of.
Well, I mean, her mouth is there all the time.
Oh.
Clip that off. Oh.
Wow.
Oh. And they just look, when she smiles, look like little baby
teeth. Plowhawk on his own grabbed the pen to clip that off.
I did. Got it.
I don't think I've ever heard that sentence before.
I find her very attractive.
Girls like to watch cam boys slash girls, not your typical stag film. That's from Jackson's buddy who will be in the cabin, Sweet Sweet Kai.
Wait, he's gone off the rails. Gosh. What are you talking about, cam boys?
Are you going to do some cam boy activity?
Is that
this
like when you like look into like an old school laptop camera and just start like playing with?
Oh.
Is that what a cam boy is?
And this is who you're going camping with?
Sweet Sweet Kai has mentioned multiple times, and I corroborated that he is not coming. But
Herb is.
Herb is there. Oh, I don't know if Herb's a cam boy. I didn't know Kyle.
He could be without a
And
hog.
How about Marshy Marsh? Is he invited? No.
No, he's not coming.
You're talking about lady boys?
No. What? Cam boys.
There's a whole genre of that on...
cam boys?
Lady boys on Pornhub. Is
he
guys.
Has forced the lady boy topic. Yeah.
It's guys that...
It's
guys
not
guys
even
that,
close to the same thing.
Guys that, that
yeah,
look I, like women.
I picked up on that. We're talking about cam boys.
Well, I thought he threw a woman in there, too, a lady's in there.
Cam girls.
All right.
I 100% agree on Angela White. We are so alike when it comes to porn, Tim. That's from your favorite caller, Timmy the Tickler.
Weasel.
Scott's wrinkled ball sack says, Angela White does not move the needle at all for me.
It's and a small teeth.
I don't know what the deal is, because you would think she should. Plowhawk, are you familiar with her?
Angela
Maddie
White,
Dreds
yeah.
has. Angela White, you are?
Yeah.
And I don't know what the deal is. Like I said, I feel like I should be attracted to her, but I'm not. And it would be really helpful if I would be, because she's everywhere. But for whatever reason, she doesn't do it for me. I usually, dark hair and blue eyes is usually, Doug, that's what do you call it, my siren song?
Oh, I guess it could be.
That's usually my thing.
Would she be considered a MILF?
I would think so. She's probably in her late 30s.
Yeah.
And she's incredibly intelligent, which is super really odd that I find that to be an important thing for who I am attracted to in the stag industry. Like, there's a current one super popular that I get the sense isn't necessarily particularly sharp, and it really ruins it for me. What a stupid thing to care about.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then at the same time, I like all the tats and the piercings. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with me. Here it is. I'm a confusing pervert.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Angela maybe. White seems to spend too much time with the... Oh, no, that's an allegation. My wife digs Angela White. She's a big fan of the brunette gals. That's from Cuck Supreme. So we're getting a lot of wives.
But the guy just made that up. He just made up the text. Just so you'd say, oh, boy, we're on to something.
I was going to interview her the last year at the AVNs.
You and Biff?
Yeah, because her booth was across from the Mile High booth that we did a lot of our interviews in, and she must have had 1,000 people in line.
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the most popular going right now.
Yeah, and she wasn't on the big stage. She had like a booth off to the side. I forgot what company she was promoting.
Probably
and
her own.
Her agent said, yeah, just go over. I said, look, I don't want to. There's 1,000 people in there. I'm not going to go over and say, no. Sorry, folks, we're going to interview her. You can all stand there and wait.
No, that's not you.
So I don't want to do that. But
no. Aunt Peg won the Fan Page Club Championship in 2020, an amazing match, and says, hey, deep-fried ball sack, who are you to say a headboard can't turn someone on? You get turned on by haircuts. Enough already. Where's the podcast?
That's a good point.
Aunt Peg.
Good point.
Haircuts.
I don't think banging headboards is considered ASMR. Never seen that one.
It's a new one.
Great show today, fellas. Yeah. That's from the Crestwood Camboy.
So I'm still a little confused on what a camboy would
do. What do you have to do to be a camboy?
It's just like anything else. You know, you got cam soda and you got girls and guys. Some girls just want to watch guys.
Cam soda?
Cam soda. That's one of the...
What the hell is that?
Just like Chatterbait and some other ones.
Oh,
it's
gotcha.
Just campsites where you can go in and...
Okay.
Hey, that's the one where they mainly have, like, the tipping mechanism attached to their private part.
Yeah, it was before OnlyFans became...
Where, you know,
tipping
you,
mechanism?
So if you tip
so
them,
lost.
A little vibration go like it's a device on themselves.
Some sweat equity.
Yeah, actually now kind of the big thing in taking your girl out to dinner and having one of those remotes attached to your phone... And randomly, the guy can just set it to whatever vibration setting. And, yeah, so they're out to dinner.
That's popular.
Look, I didn't. Maybe I shouldn't have said
I've
popular.
Never noticed that word.
It's happening.
You hear the cha-ching here.
Ding, yeah, ding, 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 ding. Oh, yeah, thank you.
And they stop in the middle of it. Now, I didn't belong to one, but you can watch videos that pop up and say cam girls, and you watch cam couples. And they'll be in the middle of it, and all of a sudden, ding, 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 and she'll stop. Oh, thank you, John. Oh, thank you, Bob. Get back to it. Don't stop in the middle to thank the people who are tipping you.
I like when everybody in the chat comes together as one and tips all at the same time.
Oh, do they?
Boom, yes. Jumbotron.
It's like an earthquake.
I missed out on all this.
Sweet, sweet Kai is back. He says Plowsy is right.
All right, fair enough.
About what?
No, Kyle's never told me this before.
What am I right about?
I don't know.
Would you forget your take that you just gave 10 seconds ago?
Oh, yeah.
He said he likes when the ching, ching, ching comes.
Yeah, that's a good take.
So Sweet, Sweet Kai likes that too?
What up, guys?
Yeah, what up, Kai?
Nice take, Plowsy.
Yeah, chatterbait was what I remember that being the thing.
I like to be in the fly on the wall in these marketing department meetings.
Those are the companies that probably went out of business when OnlyFans started. You can do it your own. You don't need chatterbait, and you don't need cam soda.
Good morning.
A lot of these girls get their start at cam soda.
My bunk bed mate would make love in college on the bottom bunk, and I would move with them as they made sweet love on the top bunk. It was kind of arousing and terrifying all at the same time. Doug, that's from Buzz sharing stories.
Well, I guess you can believe that in college. Crazy things happen.
So I can confirm that. Bottom bunk, Sigma Chi House, Doug, 500 South College Avenue. I think it's now, I'm not quite sure, it might be Farmhouse.
Yeah.
No, I think
they
it's
shut them down, didn't they?
Delta
Chi. We get kicked off campus every other year.
Yeah. It's Delta Chi.
It's kind of like the Ryder Cup.
You had bunk beds in your dorm?
Well, when we were pledges, or as we're called, moans.
We stacked them three high in Sigma New House.
Oh, really?
Three. The top guy in a couple
rooms.
You
ever get to be the Lucky Pierre?
No. And it was just a couple rooms that had three high, and the top guy was less than a foot away from the ceiling.
So what happens if the guy in the bottom bunk starts going to work?
Well, in my experience, nobody did when there was someone else in the room.
No class.
Yeah, yeah. No, wasn't another guy in there.
Did you ever have the Three Stooges when the big fat guy's on the top and all three bunks fall down?
No. No. Take the slats out of the bed. I didn't see that. I'm sure it's been done. Yeah, that was tough if you drew the top bunk.
Yeah, and somebody's on the bottom bunk, and he's jackhammering. Well, he's a jackhammering lover.
That didn't happen.
Oh, I don't know. The bunk bed is moving.
We had a caller say that like he had a girl up on the top bunk, and then she slithered through the crack in the side near the wall and slid down to his roommate on the bottom bunk.
Oh.
Sporting.
I think someone called in talking about
it. Buzz.
Was it Buzz?
Slithered through the crack when she weighed 2 pounds?
Well, yeah, she kind of made more of it. I don't know. It's not my story.
That was another made-up story.
Guys, I think that vibrator app you were talking about is called Pocket Tube. Thanks. That's from the Wentzville Ween Peeker. Is that what they morphed into? Kind of like Amazon was initially for books and then they...
Well, they didn't want to go out of business completely.
We call that a pivot.
That's a pivot. Well, caller Buzz having a big hour. Good for him. Maybe he can win the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month for the month of February. You can sign up at TMASTL.com or the TMASTL app, and you can still sign up for the Sandals trip to the Caribbean by going to TMASTL.com.
Oh, yeah.
What are there, 3,500 registrants now?
Yeah.
Best prize we've ever given away.
Somebody emailed me or DM'd me or texted me yesterday, has been listening since 2006, and said in 2006, and I know I was the only one on the show at the time, Jackson wasn't even born, that we gave away a cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't remember that at all. That would have been the Atlanta guys owning the station. But I don't remember that at all. At all. I'm really surprised by that, unless it was the cruise on the Becky Thatcher.
I was going to say.
That was nice. Yeah. Nice paddle wheeler.
Yeah. Domestic cruise.
Up and down the old man. The old miss. Let's see. I used to use Angela White, but one day after I saw her pin a fella's legs back and get ear deep in that dirt star, I was out. That's in the Cousin of Moo Man. Yeah, see, I don't watch her scenes to see her do that, but that's a tough thing for me.
Oh.
I still haven't seen Abigail Mack do that. But the moment that she does, that's going to be a really tough... she just tweeted that she had to take her nipple rings out.
Oh.
She got them caught when she was working out at the gym on her sports bra and infected, and now she had to take them out. That hurts. And then if I were to see her, like, servicing Manuel's hairier hole,
oh,
I'd just be done. And I don't know why that is. That's not fair. That's not fair to Abigail.
It usually usually has it in the description. In the scene, what it is. They usually have that up there.
Will service hairier hole?
Oh. I'll say ass eating.
Well, if you see that, then you just assume it's the gentleman performing it.
I don't want to see that either.
Well, I'm not necessarily looking for it, but it's not a deal breaker. But if she's down there, I mean, this is for anybody. It's like, hey, God bless. Because, Doug, as you said, you're so adamant we don't kink shame on the show.
I do.
But this was the ass-eating thing, by the way, for those who went to Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. Chris Rock spent about 10 minutes on the recent phenomenon of Jackson's generation and ass-eating.
Oh.
And he didn't attribute COVID to the lab in China. He attributed to the advent of ass-eating amongst the young people.
Chris Rock's 58 today.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah.
He will join us at 9 o'clock. In the meantime, Larry Nichols on the line. Oh. Morning, Larry.
Oh, hello, Nixie. Larry! Larry?
Hey, Doug.
Oh, there you are.
You're tired of ass-eating talk.
All right. Well, how are we doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, good.
How are you?
Were you texting in complaining that it was time for the WWE recap?
Yes.
Yeah, that's his move.
Okay.
When he's on hold too long, he texts.
It is time.
It's time. For WWE recap. Doug, you won't believe what's going on in professional wrestling. Larry's about to tell us.
What's going on, Larry?
Well, besides having a steel cage match that I was supposed to have 2 weeks ago.
Besides that?
Yeah. Well, they were supposed to have a steel cage match 2 weeks ago in Philadelphia.
Okay.
But some stuff went wrong, so they had to do stuff on the fly, so they had to cut out the steel cage match. So last week, Becky Lynch was challenging Bayley to the match that they never had, and Bayley said, no, we're not going to have that match.
Okay.
So Becky Lynch went backstage, drug out one of her cohorts in damage control, Dakota Kai, and had a steel chair around her ankle. And she was going to hurt Dakota Kai's ankle if Bayley didn't agree to have the steel cage match. Then it happened. Well, Bayley
agreed. Hostage situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Becky Lynch pulled the hostage situation in order to have Bayley agree to the steel cage match, which happened last night.
Oh, okay.
So Bayley agreed. This was last week. So they had the steel cage match last night. And of course, Becky Lynch won the match. And steel cage matches, there are no disqualifications. So damage control was trying to come in and help again. And all of a sudden, Hall of Fame Alita comes out to help Becky Lynch. And Becky Lynch, of course, won the match.
Okay. Exciting stuff.
Very good. Very good.
Here's a little side note.
Oh, good.
They were at the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida.
Were they?
Two notable facts. One, they were in Florida, like NXT and the Performance Center. And two, the arena they were in last night was the first ever Thunderdome during the COVID era.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, you had Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. That was with Tina Turner and Mel Gibson. What was that, like 84?
Yeah. I don't know the years, too.
We Don't Need Another Hero? Remember that?
Yeah, I do, but I don't remember the year.
That's what this is about.
Okay.
But they were using the Thunderdome thing. So they had no fans at the Performance Center. Then they decided to do a Thunderdome with TV monitors where the seats were.
Sizzler. That's when Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipe were competing in White Men Can't Jump, the original, not the one with Jack Harlow. Was it Kadeem Hardison or Harrison?
I don't know.
He said, we go in Sizzler. Remember that, Jackson? Good or bad?
Good.
Okay. What about the one Jack Harlow?
Cut rate.
Does it come out yet?
It doesn't come out until May.
I'll decide at that point.
So, what was the end of the story, Larry?
Sizzler?
Well, that was it because they had fans around where the seats were.
Oh.
At the Amway Center.
Okay.
And that's where the fans signed up to be part of the Thunderdome experience.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, and that was Mel Gibson and Tina Turner. I just got a source. I have sources in the wrestling industry. And they say that I heard they canceled the cage match because John Cena wouldn't stop making out with Ric Flair in the ring. That's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, and he is a wrestling insider.
And he's full of you-know-what.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Didn't know you'd be so angry, Larry.
Because whatever he says is not true.
Doug, you thought that report may be true, that John Cena and Ric Flair...
I'm sure that it was true.
Larry, you're saying that is not correct.
Wait, what happened to that not true?
But didn't that happen at the end of Bruno? And this is a spoiler, but Bruno and his former nemesis were in a steel cage at a wonderful venue in Central Arkansas, and to the stunned silence of the audience... They begin to engage in gay sex.
Oh, who did?
Bruno.
On Raw, they did this?
No.
No.
Oh.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen, Doug.
Okay. All right. I'm having a little trouble following some of the story.
Larry, do you have the top five countries in the world?
Yes, I do, too. Basically.
Okay.
Number five, Guatemala.
Guatemala. Nice. Okay.
Number four, Indonesia.
Okay.
Number three, Australia.
Sure.
Number two, Canada.
All right.
Number one, United States of America.
Yes. Okay. All right, good. Larry, God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless America.
No, thank you, Nixie.
With us setting that report straight that John Cena and Ric Flair were not making out.
No.
That'd be hot.
Would be hot.
Wouldn't
right.
be hot.
Beercat says, "Hey guys, I'm honored to be selected as the first ever TMA Listener of the Month. That's presented by Milagro Tequila. Apparently, I get a prize pack. Is someone going to contact me about this, or do we have to wait for the gift certificates to expire, ticket dates to pass before I take possession?" That's from Beercat. Sounds like he's not happy.
No,
he'll get his stuff. Don't worry.
When's he going to get his stuff?
When he gets it, I don't know.
Well, he's got to come by here and get it.
He has to come pick
he'll
it up.
He'll be taken care of.
Do we ever fix the stamp problem?
What?
Did we ever fix the stamp issue? We didn't have stamps.
That was before
for
my
years.
Time. Before my time, so I can't speak to it. Okay. But Beer Cats will be taken care of.
Can I tease something for next segment?
You have to ask.
I took a drink. So. It wasn't directed at Iggy. So,
no, it's something. It's something we talk about on the show quite a bit. But somebody was called a sandbagger over the weekend.
Oh, I saw that too. My boy.
Yeah, the girl's that tease.
Oh, boy. Well, Pepper and Genie.
Was called a sandbagger.
Plowhawk let out a moan when Iggy said he wanted to tease something, and then Plowhawk revealed the tease.
I didn't reveal anything.
And Iggy said, there goes my... This Pepper and Genie reunion tour is on hold.
We're waiting for more interviews.
Yeah, we're waiting for sponsors that have never come. So.
Well, KG and O-Town will be in on Thursday and Friday. You guys can have a show meeting.
I have no interest.
Come on.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Who's the sandbagger?
And tease it. We'll have it for you after the break.
This is golf related?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, not okay. Kind of, it is.
Something's got you upset.
No. You're not happy with the tease?
Well, it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Jesse Kiowski, who handles our marketing and events here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, just texted me regarding Beer Cats. Yes, I'm going to contact Beer Cats today. Tell him I had to catch up after not being here for a week yesterday. Mm.
Yeah, he don't understand that.
Yeah, he was marrying ketchup till noon. Take a little break.
You can do that all day?
It's a long process.
Yeah.
Tim, if I were ever to see Sky Bree or Leah Silver tongue punch a dude's fart box, I'd have to dip out on them respectfully. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
Oh.
Yeah, I find them to be quite enjoyable as well. But if I were to see that, I would bail. I don't know what that's about. Is that fair or is that unfair, Doug?
I don't know.
They're too sporting
fairness.
For me.
They're too sporting? What do you mean? Like, if you see that going on, I'm out. I really
compete.
Am.
I can't compete with those lasses. They're getting Manuels and, you know, Jack of Spades, and all these guys are going in and out. Dirty Mountain. I mean, shoot.
And you got the mercy of the guy taking care of himself. I mean, I was watching, and I'm sure it's happened. If you can find any outtakes from these ass-eating scenes.
Oh!
Did I ever look for the blooper reel?
Oh,
I did that. Alan Funt, did he just do?
I mean, I was watching...
That was candid camera.
I was watching Wentworth. It's the women's Australian prison series.
Oh, that whenever, sounds horrible.
And whenever they have a visitor, they have to come back and get a strip search. And the one big boss lady who hated all the guards, every time that they would strip search her, bend over, spread your cheeks, she wouldn't hear.
Oh,
she would fart.
Wonderful.
So I'm wondering if
and
that
you
ever
watch
happened.
That.
I'm wondering if that ever happens in any of those scenes.
Oh,
that's where you'd have to find a blooper reel.
Mm. That's the show that you chose to watch.
Well, it's a great show, but this girl did it every time. Every time she'd bend over to check, see if she has any drugs. There's,
oh,
and then she would smile.
So hot.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. I am weak, but he is strong.
Even at my age, I find farting funny.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus
loves me. You watch those TikTok reels where a guy does it.
Jesus loves me.
He's got one of those fake things in his pocket, and he just walks through a mall through a people and just...
Oh, stop doing this.
Yeah, that algorithm hasn't spotted me. Yeah, I don't
get it. That's like fourth grade. That's fourth grade humor.
That was a wet one. And then he would just walk by and they would film the people just laughing. And
morning. Sometimes my girlfriend's husband will go on dinner dates with us. And after we cut up his meat for him, we'll spoon feed one another his meal right in front of him as a form of role play. Thanks. Can I tease something? That's what I read.
I don't understand so much of what's going on.
Not happy with the tease? Right, you ruined it for everybody.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers, he was accused of being a sandbagger by Keith Mitchell. There you go.
Doug, stick around for that.
Well, and I think Keith Mitchell was serious about it.
Oh, he was. Keith Mitchell's kind of a banty rooster.
He was pissed.
There actually is a reason why that happened, because I was curious what happened, and now I found out the reason for it.
Now that's a tease.
Yes, so I will explain.
There's a tease.
Yeah. So I'll have that for you. Plus, I came out of Twitter retirement yesterday.
Did you?
And I tweeted to get approval ratings. Got 3,500 votes on approval ratings for John Mozeliak and for Doug Armstrong. We'll have those when we come back in the Appliance Discounters 8 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.